Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to our friend John Heyman. He joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, John.
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
You know, we're holding up. I got to tell you, it is, it's just so weird to watch what's going on in baseball. And, you know, you keep hearing what's going on with the Cardinals and obviously the Cubs series postponed. And, you know, I hate to say this because it's going to sound cruel, but is MLB just hell-bent on playing this season no matter what happens? Because it seems that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no matter what. Obviously we had two outbreaks with two teams. St. Louis really struggling now, and they probably will have to miss this whole week. They've only canceled the one series so far, but if they do, that's 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks gone from the schedule. You know, they're not going to get close to 60 games. You know, and it's certainly a concern. They've got 10 players and I believe 9 staff members with the virus. And you've got, obviously, Miami with 18 guys. The other 28 teams have done well, but it's certainly very concerning what's gone on to this point. I don't think baseball can afford too many more outbreaks. I don't know the number. They'll decide when it happens, but there is a point they'll reach where they'll have to call it off. But I don't think we're, from everything I hear, I don't think we're close. I don't know if they're going to tell me when we're close, but I don't think we're close yet.
Is it conceivable, John, has it been discussed that one team or two, I mean, the Marlins went through this, now the Cardinals would forfeit their games if they cannot play, would be kind of, can you do that? Can you contract one team from the equation? I don't know if that's really feasible, but boy, if you go 2 weeks between games and you don't even get to 50 games in your season, you wonder about the legitimacy of where they would be in the standings and what their season would represent.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, if a team's playing 40 and the others are playing 60, you know, I do think they'll probably go by percentage. But, I mean, what if the Cardinals, you know, barely sneak in at 20-20 and then win the World Series? You know, that would be a disaster. I don't think they are sure yet. They're still hoping to try to get close to 60. I don't see how the Cardinals can get to 60. You know, I don't think they're going to extend the season for the Cardinals. You can't play doubleheaders every game, certainly not with a team that's already been depleted. So it's a quandary. There's no question about it.
What was your take on the brawl, the A's and the Astros? And, you know, you hit a guy twice, and then everyone's jawing, and I guess it was the hitting coach that was calling him out, get over here, and, you know, you want some of this, I'll give it to you. And boom, everything happens. You just can't have a baseball fight. They got to come down with the hammer, right?
The Hammer, absolutely. No fights. You know, that's part of the reason Joe Kelly got 8 games. It was not just the pitches over Bregman and Correa's heads. It was, you know, the swearing at the team and inciting. And, you know, it's, at that point, the Astros were pretty good. This time, not so good. Alex Cintron, the hitting coach, I mean, challenging him to come over. I mean, we're in a pandemic. Can't do that. You know, he's going to get a big suspension, but, I mean, you know, it's the hitting coach, really. Is that really going to affect the team? I doubt it. You know, they need to be punished. I mean, the Astros have gotten away with a lot to this point, and, you know, they can't keep getting away with stuff, and punishing a coach isn't really going to do it. You know, it's very unfortunate. Laureano's certainly going to be punished, so it's actually going to help the Astros that they hit him, and then their coach acted like a nut. So that's not fair either. So it's bad. It's not good. It's a shame when we're talking about all this stuff. I don't blame you for the questions. This is what's going on in baseball.
John, how would you describe the concern across the league with the outbreak of arm injuries that we have seen, unfortunately, here with the White Sox and some of their young pitchers? But it's kind of symptomatic of what's going on with other teams, and you see it happening, and you wonder about the ramp up, you wonder about what that was, it too fast, and some of the cause effect relationship there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was noticeable because so many stars were out. Kershaw was only out briefly, but you had Scherzer and Strasburg, Verlander, lots of Kluber, lots of big pitchers were out. I thought it was the names, but we did some research at MLB Network, and a week ago there were 70 pitching injuries, which far, far exceeded the normal number of pitching injuries from spring training 2.0 through the season. So 70 is a lot, and there have been many, many more. I know Mully, your White Sox have been hit, and they're in the majority. I mean, there are a lot of teams that have been hit with injuries. It's unfortunate. I mean, some of them, I don't know if we count Quintana's injury with the wine glasses, but the pitching injuries, too much. It's a problem. And now St. Louis is going to be out 2 weeks. I mean, you know, they're just idle, and what are those pitchers doing? I know they were in the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee for a week. You know, and most of the players were negative, yet they were also quarantined, but understandably so, due to the incubation period. You really couldn't get out there and circulate when you've got 6, 7, 8, now we're up to 10 Cardinals who are positive.
Yeah, that just is amazing, because every time you turn around, there's like another positive test with the Cardinals, and that is just... Right.
They had 3 days in a row where it was good. They keep thinking they're through them. And then I think they had a couple of rounds this weekend that looked good. And then, nope, now we have another player, and we had two more personnel. The personnel are really involved in this case. The Marlins, it was 18 players. Here we've got, I think we're up to now, I'm losing count, but I think we're at 10 Cardinals and 9 personnel, so they actually have more people who are positive with the Cardinals. So, I mean, let's be fair about it. These teams did not do a good job. I mean, certainly some of these players are just innocent bystanders who were in the wrong place at the wrong time. But, you know, you get 18, 19 guys, they were not careful enough. They were not wearing the masks. They were not social distancing. And I'm sure they were going out. In fact, I know they were going out for both teams. So, not a good job, and now they're paying the price.
I know how to solve it. You just make them drive to Cleveland. That'll get you. That'll change your whole attitude.
You think so? Maybe.
Well, Zach Plesac, that's what they did. They, you know, he went out with, I guess, some buddies. You know, he's a local kid, and had some friends come up, I guess.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, it's understandable. To a point, it's just not allowed, and so you break protocol and you have to drive to Cleveland. I think
he should be in quarantine. He really should. I mean, you cannot endanger. I understand we're not in a bubble, but you're supposed to be careful, and he broke the protocol, and to me, he should get 14 days in quarantine, and I would take this seriously. I just don't think there are too many, and the vast majority of players are doing the right thing, but you have a guy like this endangering the whole team and the league by doing this. I mean, a very bad job by Zach Plesac, Dan's nephew. Dan, it's funny, they're opposites. Dan Plesac, very solid, grounded individual. They're both from Crown Point, Indiana, which is really, you guys know better, but Dan says it's 45 minutes from Comiskey, so it's basically a Chicago suburb. So he knows the town, but he shouldn't be out on the town.
John, the Cubs could use some bullpen help. I think the White Sox are always, you know, they have some starting rotation issues. Do you expect both teams to be aggressive before the trade deadline? Do you expect this trade deadline to produce the same amount of rumors and action and typically, or what do you expect?
Well, we're going to try to produce rumors. In terms of serious trades, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, there's no guarantee the season's going to go on for the entirety. We hope so, certainly, but it's hard to have a huge trade. I mean, Francisco Lindor, you know, he's got a year to go for free agency. Cleveland's not going to be able to sign him. He's looking for top dollar, you know, top dollar, and they're not going to be able to do it, but it's going to be impossible, I think, for a team to trade real prospects to get a player like that when we don't know that the season, there's no guarantee that the season is going to continue. I mean, he does have a year to go. I think it's going to be difficult for trades in general because not only the White Sox and the Cubs in it, but probably 25 teams are in it or going to think they're in it. And, you know, I could probably only name two or three teams that are clearly out of it and should be a seller at this point. You know, I think that's just the nature of things. We got 16 teams, a short season, and, you know, everybody's going to be a buyer. So it's going to be very, very difficult to make trades.
John, sorry for all the negative news, but love chatting
with
you.
Well, it's the news. It's not your doing. We can't blame you entirely.
Thanks, John.
See you, buddy.
All right, guys. See you, Dave. See you, Molly.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.